You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kim.
Last week, the controversial Treaty Principles Bill was voted down in its second reading. The bill received 112 votes against the bill, with only the ACT Party voting in favour of the bill with 11 votes. Since the inception of the bill has faced significant backlash. Te Pāti Māori MPs Hanarafti Maipi Clark, Rauri Waititi and Debbie Narua Packer protested the first reading of the bill by doing the haka in Parliament. The bill also resulted in what many believe is one of the largest hīkoi in the country has ever seen, with the bill also receiving over 300,000 public submissions, 90% against the bill. For our weekly catch-up, I spoke to Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kemp about the second reading of the Treaty Principles Bill voting the bill down. As well as this, following the bill being voted down, Te Pāti Māori announced they will be running candidates in the general election in general seats. We also discussed this and why the party has decided to run candidates in these general seats. But first, we discussed the Treaty Principles Bill being voted down. How are Te Pāti Māori feeling now that the Treaty Principles Bill is no longer a bill the party has to contend with?
Hey, look, first of all, it's a big mihi to all our whānau, to our tangata tiriti, tangata moana, who put in submissions. 307,000 submissions were put in, and with 90% of those opposing the bill. So our mihi is to all of those who submitted, because it's because of them, their decision that they made a mokopuna decision, they made a really powerful decision to put in a submission, and that's what counted. So, you know, first of all, we just really want to acknowledge everybody who put in the submission, because they sent a very powerful message to the government to say that they do not support the Treaty Principles Bill. And that's what counts. It showed that this is really true partnership in action. It showed that, you know, coming together, pulling in those submissions was the most powerful decision that people could have made. That is what an Aotearoa hau looks like. And we're really, really, I guess, humbled by the amount of people that put in a submission.
Prime Minister Christopher Luxon was not in attendance at the second reading. What does the party believe this says for the Prime Minister's respect for Te Tiriti o Waitangi and Te Ao Māori as a whole?
Look, I think it shows his lack of respect. It showed his even cowardness of not turning up to front the bill. I know he says that, you know, I'm never in Parliament on a Thursday. That doesn't matter. This is a very, very important piece of legislation that he should have been there to support.
Te Pāti Māori played a pivotal role in opposing the bill, with the haka in Parliament and protests of the bill receiving international attention, and the party playing a large role in the hīkoi mō Te Tiriti. Do you think the party's campaigning against the bill helped in solidifying the vote against the bill?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The activation, our proactiveness in driving this kaupapa played a huge part in how this bill has been voted down. You know, we said right from the out front we needed to kill the bill, that this bill was against everything we believed in. And this is about coming together. The power of word of mouth, being active, social media, and pulling it all together. This is what counts.
Are there any concerns the party has as to the repercussions of this bill getting as far as it had?
I mean, the government said it, they would always vote it down at the second reading, but you can never hold them to account for that. So you've got to be always on your guard. You've always got to be able to reiterate messages to whānau to say, make sure you're doing this. Keep on top of them. You would have seen our activation that we encouraged people to do on the Thursday, you know, that we encouraged people to take the time out to watch at 3 p.m., to be active, to watch, to haka, to show their support, to do a hana wave, to pukana, to take photos, videos, post and tag. So we continue to activate that space.
And what is next for the party regarding protecting Te Tiriti Waitangi?
Well, it will always be about Toitū Te Tiriti, always. And we will always continue to stay on guard to ensure that there are no more bills like this. But you can never know, so you've always just got to ensure that you're on guard.
Since the Treaty Principles Bill was voted down, Te Pātea Māori has announced the party will be running for general seats in the next election. How would these seats work differently as opposed to holding just Māori seats?
Well, I think this is about the diversity of the party, and this is about us showing our support and belief for Tangata Tiriti, Tangata Moana, and about ensuring that we are starting to open up and see what this looks like.
How would having Te Pātea Māori MPs in general seats help protect and acknowledge Te Tiriti Waitangi?
Well, first of all, anybody that we bring on will have to be all about Toitū Te Tiriti. They will have to ensure that that is their priority and that they're working towards mokopuna decisions and an Aotearoa hau. And this is our way of sharing that platform with Tangata Tiriti, Tangata Moana, to say, you know, you are part of us, and this is how we want to move forward in an Aotearoa hau.
With this announcement, does this mean Te Pātea Māori will split candidates between the general seats and Māori seats? And if so, how will candidates be determined to run in either the general or Māori seats?
At this stage, this is still a work in progress, and this is probably more of a discussion with the party, and we just wait to be told.
Last month, the ACT Party announced they would be running candidates in local elections. Is this a move Te Pātea Māori would consider as well?
Look, we're always interested in seeing if whānau want to put their hand up to run in electoral, local board elections. And of course, if that's what whānau want to do, those are always options that we will look for.
That was Te Pātea Māori's Takutai Kemp on the Treaty Principles Bill being voted down on its second reading and the party announcing running candidates in general seats in the next election.
That was our weekly chat with Te Pātea Māori's Takutai Kemp.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.